Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Support this show by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Welcome. Today, I'm happy to present the third Music of Several Friends episode. The term Music of Several Friends comes from the 17th century English composer Matthew Locke, who wrote broken consort music for a thriving amateur music scene. I've adopted the term to mean recordings by my own friends and acquaintances. These folks are mostly freelance musicians who specialize in period performance. They're very devoted and very hard workers. Most have had to fund their own recording projects. They start Kickstarter and GoFundMe campaigns, and they compete in a very difficult market to make their projects happen. Unlike their colleagues in much of Europe, there's very little local government and business support. And because the classical music industry in America is struggling overall, there are few classical record shops where they can actually sell their work. But classical and early music enthusiasts can order hard CD copies or digital copies through the artists' websites or on CD Baby. So today, I once again honor the work of my friends, colleagues, and Well-Tempered Baroque's listeners in highlighting some recordings you otherwise might not get to hear. So let's start with something a bit exotic. I'm friends with two of the musicians on a very unusual recording of 16th century New World music. My friends Anna Marsh and Keith Collins, and the other instrumentalists on this recording, were students in historical performance at Indiana University in Bloomington when they started Ensemble Lipsotis, a Renaissance band dedicated to the Spanish New World repertory of the 16th and 17th centuries. In 2011, they released a CD of music found in a Guatemalan manuscript, which is now conserved in the Lilly Library of Indiana University at Bloomington. The recording is called Hoy Hacemos Fiesta in its American release and El Renacimiento en América in its more recent Mexican release. Let's hear a sample, an anonymous instrumental selection. Now that should wake everyone up. Anna Marsh, Keith Collins, and their colleagues are performing on Renaissance double reeds, specifically shawms and dulcians, the forerunners of the oboe and bassoon. Anna and Keith both also play the Baroque bassoon and recorder as well as other instruments. Keith plays American folk music on the banjo and the Appalachian dulcimer, and Anna also plays keyboard and saxophone. Keith is now adjunct instructor in historical bassoon and recorder at Indiana University's Historical Performance Institute and also teaches Baroque bassoon and dulcian at the University of North Texas. He's actually written scripts for the syndicated early music radio show Harmonia. Anna is a native of Tacoma, Washington, and studied in California. She's performed numerous times in the Classical Network's listening area with groups in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and throughout the country. The name of their group, Ensemble Lipsotis, actually comes from the writing on one of the New World manuscripts. On this recording, they're joined by the Pro Arte Singers, the early music vocal ensemble of Indiana University. Now, a few other selections from this recording of music from a Guatemalan manuscript performed by Ensemble Lipsotis and the Pro Arte Singers of Indiana University.
Oh,
So that's very vibrant, fresh music, and great playing. If you'd like to have a copy of that recording in your collection, visit the group's website at www.libzotus.org. That's www.libzotes.org. Jessica Gould is a soprano and the founder and artistic director of Salon Sanctuary Concerts, an organization that presents early music concerts in New York City. As a performer, Jessica specializes in early music performance from the Middle Ages through the 18th century. She's had favorable coverage for her singing and programming in the New York Times, Seen and Heard International, Time Out New York, and New York Magazine. Jessica founded Salon Sanctuary Concerts in 2009. Salon Sanctuary Concerts presents early music performed on period instruments in intimate venues that complement the acoustic and the historical context of the repertoire. The salon component refers to the intimate and domestic settings of secular music, and the sanctuary aspect is meant to encourage understanding among peoples of different faiths through the performance of sacred works in religious houses appropriate to the repertoire. Jessica's performed with early music ensembles in New York and in Italy. Jessica's recently been focusing on Italian Baroque music and has been performing in Italy, including a program in commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the creation of the Jewish ghetto in Venice. 2 years ago, she teamed with the Italian lutenist Diego Cantalupi, an artist who could be heard on more than 100 CDs. He invited Jessica to join him in a recording project of early 17th century Italian music for voice and continuo, and this is called Il Viaggi di Caravaggio, The Travels of Caravaggio, which is being released on the MV Cremona label. I'll play three selections from this new recording. Ave Regina Caelorum, from a collection of motets for one voice and basso continuo, published in Venice in 1643 by the composer Giovanni Antonio Rigatti. The second selection is a setting of Lagrime Amare by the Roman composer, priest, and doctor of laws, Domenico Mazzocchi, who lived from 1592 to 1665. Following this, we'll hear the first section of the sacred cantata Queste Pungenti Spine by the composer and theorbist Benedetto Ferrari, who lived from around 1603 to 1681. Thank you. We heard New York City-based soprano Jessica Gould with Italian lutenist Diego Cantalupi in three selections from their new CD, I Viaggi di Caravaggio, The Travels of Caravaggio. Jessica and Diego's CD is available online at caravaggiocd.org. My friend Gavin Black is the founder of the Princeton Early Keyboard Center in Princeton, New Jersey, where he teaches harpsichord, clavichord, organ, and continuo playing. Gavin has taught at Westminster Conservatory of Music and at Westminster Choir College, and he's active as a recitalist. Gavin's recorded the music of 17th century Northern European composers Sweelinck, Froberger, Pachelbel, Böhm, and Buxtehude for PGM, Centaur, and Musical Heritage Society. He also collaborated for 20 years with the American composer Moondog, and he writes a monthly column about organ pedagogy for the magazine The Diapason. Let's hear Gavin play the Suite in E Minor for Harpsichord by the celebrated 17th century keyboard composer Johann Jakob Froberger. The movements are Allemande, Gigue, Courante, and Sarabande. This was the mid-17th century ordering of the suite as established by Froberger.
Thank you.
We heard Princeton-based harpsichordist Gavin Black playing the suite in E minor of the German high baroque composer Johann Jakob Froberger. This was from Gavin's CD entitled Rich Akar, Keyboard Music in Germany Before Bach. This recording is on the PGM label, and it's available at pgm.com. Matthew Durst, professor of music at the University of Houston and artistic director of the Houston-based period instrument ensemble Ars Lyrica, recently recorded the Hortulus Cellicus violin sonatas of Johann Jakob Walter with his colleagues violinist Sean Young-Sang Wang and cellist Barrett Sills. Matthew sent me this recording last week, and I've really enjoyed listening to it. Besides great playing, the music is wonderful. Walter was from Thuringia. He studied in Florence, and at age 24, he became the first violinist to the Elector of Saxony. He moved to Mainz in 1681, where he worked in an administrative capacity and was also recognized as a virtuoso violinist. Much of the music in this collection is in the Stilus Fantasticus, the virtuoso fantasy style of the mid-17th century, which we'll be hearing more about in Well-Tempered Baroque over the next few weeks. This is the Sonata in D minor, the first piece in the Hortulus Cellicus, or the Little Garden of the Violin. We hear violinist Sean Young-Sang Wang with cellist Barrett Sills and harpsichordist Matthew Durst.
Thank you.
We heard the Violin Sonata in D Minor of Johann Jakob Walter on a new recording by violinist Sean Yongsang Wang, cellist Barrett Sills, and harpsichordist Matthew Durst. The CD is actually a 4-CD set on the Centaur label, and it's available commercially at record stores and at online CD sellers. The last friends for today are two impressive young performers, Elizabeth Hungerford and Andrew Arcecci. They teamed up when they were students at the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins. Elizabeth Hungerford works throughout the United States and in Europe. Originally from Seattle, she moved to Baltimore to study at Peabody. She became a chorister and then a soloist at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception and the Washington National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and she became interested in medieval music as well as Baroque and contemporary music. Her move to London came in 2011. To date, Elizabeth can be heard on 15 recordings. The recording we'll hear today is the one she produced with violist da gamba Andrew Arcecci. Even as an undergraduate student at Peabody, Andrew was an impressive musician, a young artist on the professional watch list. He studied double bass, viola da gamba, and art history. He then did his master's in historical performance at the Juilliard School, where he specialized in violone, the Baroque-era form of the double bass, and continued to study viola da gamba. After Juilliard, he earned a second master's degree at Magdalen College, Oxford. Andrew has presented at musicology conferences in the U.S., U.K., and in Portugal, and he's given workshops in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. He remains an impressive young performer, and he's done concerts with the Boston Camerata, the Handel and Haydn Society, Tempesta de Mare, the Philadelphia Baroque Orchestra, the Folger Consort, the Washington Bach Consort, and other groups here and abroad. Andrew's recorded soundtracks for the BBC, and he's recorded on the Deutsche Harmonia Mundi, Novum, and Sedil labels. He currently directs the Early Music Ensemble at Wellesley College. He now lives in Concord, Massachusetts with his wife and their toddler, and I just found out yesterday that there's another one on its way he'll be coming this summer. So we're very happy for Andrew. Andrew and Elizabeth met as students at Peabody, and under the tutelage of one of their professors, they began to experiment with interpreting lute song with using only the viola da gamba as accompaniment. This type of playing puts the onus on the gamba to fill in all the harmonies with arpeggiated chords, a practice known as lira viol. Lira viol playing was fashionable in the late 16th and early 17th centuries, but then it fell out of vogue, and it's only now being rediscovered. Elizabeth Hungerford and Andrew Arcecci's recording together is called Love and Lust and features Italian and English repertory of the late Elizabethan and early Jacobean eras. They recorded it in London, and it was released with full CD notes in 2015. Let's hear some selections from this recording. Elizabeth sings with a very clear sound, and Andrew provides a really masterful lira viol accompaniment. The songs we'll hear are Beauty, Since You So Much Desire, the popular Italian song Che Passo Per la Strada, and the famous English tune All in a Garden Green. Elizabeth Hungerford, soprano, with Andrew Arcecci, viola da gamba. Thank you.
ci passo da sera e mattina meschino me, ed io ci passo da sera e mattina meschino me, e tu crudel che non t'affaggi mai, perché lo fai, affacciati mo, se non ch'io moro mo, e tu crudel che non t'affaggi mai, perché
We heard three selections from Love and Lust, a new CD featuring young artists Elizabeth Hungerford Soprano and Andrew Arcece Viola da Gamba. You can support these impressive young artists by purchasing a copy of Love and Lust through iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, or other platforms. This is Dr. Lewis Barrett, and you've been listening to Well-Tempered Baroque. Today was a Music of Several Friends episode where I featured music of friends of mine who've recorded on small labels. Most of these recordings are available at CD Baby and Amazon, and if you're real lucky, you can find a copy at classical record stores. So please support these artists and get a hard copy or a soft copy of their music. The full titles and labels are on the Well-Tempered Baroque Facebook page. If you enjoyed today's program, please visit us online at wwfm.org. If you're a member of our station, thank you. If you're not already a member, please consider becoming a member or a donor or a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. Through our streaming, Well-Tempered Baroque is heard throughout the globe. And it's the global network that is the classical network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Until next time, have a fantastic week.